This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In terms of our discussion pertaining to Salah, now yesterday we were speaking about the proper way of making sajda. The first point we mentioned is that when you are making sajda, as you are coming down, make sure that your chest remains straight and upright. Don't go from the standing posture this way where you bend your chest. Come down with your chest straight until your knees touch the ground, then you start bending your chest forward. Now the knees obviously will touch the ground first, then next will be your palms, and then your nose, and lastly the forehead. And also when you're getting up from sajda, you do it in reverse. You first lift up the forehead, then the tip of the nose, then the palms, then the knees, and then either you come back into the sitting posture, if it is after the first sajda, or into the standing posture, if it is after the second sajda. We also explained yesterday that... Okay, so that was about the chest, right? And it was about how to come in, how to go into sajda and how to come up from sajda. Now today, we discussed the placement of the hands. The thumbs of both hands in sajda must be in line or parallel with the earlobes. The fingers must be facing qibla. So don't put the hands this way or don't put it that way. Straight, facing qibla, and the thumbs parallel to the earlobes, in line with the earlobes. Now we discussed that in ruku, when you put your hands on your knees, you spread the fingers. But in sajda, you don't spread the fingers. You keep the fingers close together. So in terms of the hands, once they're in sajda, the thumbs must be in line with the earlobes, the fingers must be closed, and the fingers must be straight, facing in the direction of the qibla. As far as your elbows are concerned, don't put your hand or your elbow onto the ground in sajda. Don't put your hand or your elbow onto the ground. It must be up from the ground. Secondly, it must be away from the sides of your body. Must be away from your armpits and your sides. So when you're in sajda, your hands must be above the ground. It mustn't be leaning on the ground. You know, like when a dog is outstretched. And also, it mustn't be tucked in against your armpits or against your sides. Away from your sides, away, the armpits are open slightly and off the ground. But you don't push out your elbow so much that you're giving an elbow to the person to the right or to the person to the left. Then also the thighs should be somewhat separate from the stomach wall. For those who don't have a big stomach. So you try and keep it separate from your stomach wall when you're in sajda. The whole idea is that you mustn't be lazy in your sajda. You mustn't be pulling your hands in and pulling your whole body in, almost like you catching a rest in the sajda. You must be prim and proper in your sajda. You must be focused in your sajda. And for the entire duration of the sajda, your knee, your nose tip must remain on the ground. Sometimes we put it there, and then as we in sajda, we tend to lift the nose up. That is also incorrect. We will continue tomorrow, inshallah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah.